Hello, I'm Dr. Kimberly Workowski, infectious disease specialist in the Division of STD Prevention at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and lead author of the recently released 2015 STD Treatment Guidelines. Over the next few minutes, I will highlight some new information from the 2015 guidelines. To review the document in its entirety, please visit www.cdc.gov/STD. The STD treatment guidelines were developed through a rigorous, evidence-based peer review process and were created to assist healthcare providers in the appropriate management and treatment of sexually transmitted infections. Although these guidelines emphasize treatment, prevention strategies and diagnostic evaluation are also discussed. What is new for 2015? First, gonorrhea has progressively developed antimicrobial resistance to previously recommended regimens, and current treatment options are severely limited. The recommended treatment for urogenital gonorrhea is a single dose of 250 milligrams of intramuscular ceftriaxone in combination with 1 gram of oral azithromycin. Two new dual treatment regimens may now be considered as alternative treatment regimens for uncomplicated urogenital gonorrhea in persons with a cephalosporin allergy. Dual treatment with a single dose of 320 milligrams of oral gemifloxacin plus 2 grams of oral azithromycin, or dual treatment with a single dose of 240 milligrams of intramuscular gentamicin plus 2 grams of oral azithromycin are alternative treatment options in the setting of cephalosporin allergy. However, some study participants experienced gastrointestinal discomfort with these regimens, which may limit their use. Next, the use of highly sensitive and specific tests is recommended for the diagnosis of trichomonas. Nucleic acid amplification tests, or NATs, are highly sensitive and can detect more infections than wet mount microscopy. In the 2015 STD treatment guidelines, a new section covering emerging issues has been added to the document. One section includes information about the association of Mycoplasma genitalium urethritis and cervicitis. Mycoplasma genitalium diagnostic considerations are discussed, along with treatment implications due to differences in antibiotic effectiveness. Also included in the emerging issues section is a discussion concerning the sexual transmission of hepatitis C, especially among persons with HIV infection, especially in men who have sex with men. Hepatitis C screening should be considered at least yearly and more frequently depending on specific circumstances. There are additional treatment options for dosing genital warts that include either imiquimod 3.75% cream or 5% cream. Podophyllin resin is no longer a recommended regimen because there are additional safe and effective alternative regimens and due to reports of severe systemic toxicity when podophyllin resin was applied to large areas of friable tissue and not washed off within 4 hours. The guidelines now include updated recommendations for the diagnostic evaluation of urethritis. Gram stain of urethral secretions demonstrating greater than 2 white blood cells per oil immersion field is a point of care diagnostic test that can be used to document urethritis. Methylene blue or genitin violet stain of urethral secretions can be used an alternative point of care diagnostic test with performance characteristics similar to Gram stain. Additionally, the 2015 treatment guidelines included updated chlamydia and gonorrhea testing recommendations for women that are consistent with the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force September 2014 recommendations. These guidelines recommend that all sexually active women younger than 25 or older women at increased risk of infection, such as those with a new sex partner, more than one sex partner, or a sex partner with concurrent partners, should request or receive both annual chlamydia and gonorrhea tests. Additionally, high-intensity behavioral counseling is recommended for all sexually active adolescents and adults at risk for sexually transmitted infections and HIV. The guidelines also include recently updated CDC guidance that affects persons who have or are at risk for STDs. This includes a March 2015 MMWR that summarized all human papillomavirus vaccine-related recommendations, a reorganized HPV counseling section, HPV prevention section, and genital warts counseling section. In addition, there is a new section on the management of persons who are transgender and retesting recommendations for persons with chlamydia, gonorrhea, or trichomonas infections. The complete treatment guidelines can be viewed and downloaded at www.cdc.gov/std. Wall charts, pocket guides, and a link to the STD Treatment Guidelines app and updates or errata are available at www.cdc.gov/std/treatment.